Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
8 years ago, in Colombia, the longest-running conflict in the Western Hemisphere ended with the signing of a peace accord. But implementing the document's provisions proved to be anything but simple. Armed conflict among rival groups in regions where government presence is limited has been increasing and spiked in the early days of the new year. In the third week of January alone, fighting between armed groups just in the Catatumbo region has claimed over 80 lives. According to the United Nations, the conflict threatens to spread to other regions, with ethnic communities, women, and children being among the most affected by the violence. The peace accord sought to address conflict-related atrocities and abuses which took place over more than 50 years ago. However, Colombia continues to experience long-term consequences of conflict, said Dorothy Shea, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires ad interim at the United Nations.
We urge the government of Colombia to continue its commitment to attaining justice for victims and survivors of the conflict, including survivors of gender-based violence. Absent these efforts, Colombia will continue to face challenges meeting its security, stability, and counter-narcotics goals. The United States has contributed more than $2.1 billion to support the accord's implementation. Included in this assistance are more than $125 million to assist Colombia to design and implement development plans in conflict-affected communities.
However, more must be done, said Ambassador Shea. Many women and young people currently experience great trauma from the ongoing violence they suffer or witness, the effects of which will continue to be felt for some time.
Their healing, as well as their full and meaningful participation in peace dialogues, are essential components of a durable, sustainable peace. Women and young people need to be part of the conversation in building a peaceful future in Colombia.
The United States remains committed to preventing impunity for criminal acts carried out by terrorists and other illegal armed groups, said Ambassador Shea.
Past peace processes have made clear that a security strategy is essential to pressure illegal armed groups to negotiate in good faith and to avoid impunity for their abuses.
In the 8 years since the final agreement, implementation of the peace agreement, and its ability to address Colombia's deteriorating security conditions remains a work in progress, said Ambassador Shea. Achieving peace for the sake of all Colombians should remain at the forefront of all involved.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.